He changed the subject and asked whether Nambas had seen John Frum.
Nambas nodded vigorously. Me see him plenty time. What does he look like? Nambas jabbed his finger at me. He look like you. He got white face. He tall man. He live long South America.
This detail contradicts the legend referred to above, that John Frum was a short man. Such is the way with evolving legends. It is believed that the day of John Frum's return will be the 15th of February, but the year is unknown. Every year, on 15th of February, his followers assemble for a religious ceremony to welcome him. So far, he has not returned, but they are not downhearted. David Attenborough said to one cult devotee called Sam,
"But Sam, it is 19 years since John say that the cargo will come. He promise and he promise, but still the cargo does not come. Isn't 19 years a long time to wait?" Sam lifted his eyes from the ground and looked at me. "If you can wait 2,000 years for Jesus Christ to come, and he no come, then I can wait more than 19 years for John."
Robert Buckman's book, Can We Be Good Without God, quotes the same admirable retort by a John Frum disciple, this time to a Canadian journalist some 40 years after David Attenborough's encounter. The Queen and Prince Philip visited the area in 1974, and the prince subsequently became deified in a rerun of a John Frum-type cult. Once again, note how rapidly the details in religious evolution can change. The prince is a handsome man who would have cut an imposing figure in his white naval uniform and plumed helmet, and it is perhaps not surprising that he, rather than the queen, was elevated in this way, quite apart from the fact that the culture of the islanders made it difficult for them to accept a female deity. I don't want to make too much of the cargo cults of the South Pacific, but they do provide a fascinating contemporary model for the way religions spring up from almost nothing. In particular, they suggest four lessons about the origin of religions generally, and I'll set them out briefly here. First is the amazing speed with which a cult can spring up. Second is the speed with which the origination process covers its tracks. John Frum, if he existed at all, did so within living memory. Yet even for so recent a possibility, it is not certain whether he lived at all. The third lesson springs from the independent emergence of similar cults on different islands. The systematic study of these similarities can tell us something about human psychology and its susceptibility to religion. Fourth, the cargo cults are similar not just to each other, but to older religions. Christianity and other ancient religions that have spread worldwide presumably began as local cults like that of John Frum. Indeed, scholars such as Geza Vermesh, professor of Jewish studies at Oxford University, have suggested that Jesus was one of many such charismatic figures who emerged in Palestine around his time, surrounded by similar legends. Most of those cults died away. The one that survived on this view is the one that we encounter today. And as the centuries go by, it has been honed by further evolution, mimetic selection if you like that way of putting it, not if you don't, into the sophisticated system, or rather diverging sets of descendant systems, that dominate large parts of the world today. The deaths of charismatic modern figures such as Haile Selassie, Elvis Presley, and Princess Diana offer other opportunities to study the rapid rise of cults and their subsequent mimetic evolution. That is all I want to say about the roots of religion itself, apart from a brief reprise in Chapter 10, when I discuss the imaginary friend phenomenon of childhood under the heading of the psychological needs that religion fulfills. Morality is often thought to have its roots in religion, and in the next chapter I want to question this view. I shall argue that the origin of morality can itself be the subject of a Darwinian question. Just as we asked, what is the Darwinian survival value of religion, so we can ask the same question of morality. Morality, indeed, probably predated religion. Just as with religion we drew back from the question and rephrased it, so with morality we shall find that it is best seen as a byproduct of something else.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.